lot of people have been asking us how big Rossi's hair transplant is going. Now, he had the option of doing the brain or the hair. He's opted for, transplant. He's opted for the hair, which I think at this stage possibly was the wrong move, but we're going with it. And you look fantastic, mate.
Thank you so much. Yeah, the brain wasn't available.
Whose brain would you have taken out of curiosity?
Oh, watch out here, Russ. If you could have had anyone else's brain, whose brain would you want?
Great question.
Definitely pretty Malik's.
Really?
Yeah, she's very intelligent.
She is, and she's nice and kind. I was thinking like Elon Musk.
Yeah, I was thinking like Bill Gates.
That'd be a good brain to have.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. Pioneers in the industry.
Okay, so when was it? Wednesday. This all kicked off last week, if you weren't following the show.
Yeah.
On Sunday morning, actually, Rossi came back from a weekend and you just felt like you were a little depressed because you were in a room, we're at a party, and he was the only one that was bald, right? You just thought to yourself, I wish I had hair.
And we were playing billiards or snooker, as you call it, and I was bending over and a few people pointed out the three lines on the top of my head, and I was a bit embarrassed about them. I've got like these three like wrinkles in my head that really annoy me, so I thought, I want to get rid of them. I want them to go.
So the only way that you could get rid of them is to by getting hair. I mean, you wanted hair, though. I don't think it was just about the wrinkles. I think you wanted hair.
Yeah, I've always wanted hair back. I do miss my hair.
So a really cool company got in contact with us late last week or early last week. Maison Laetitier.
Yeah.
Down there at Dubai Festival City. They're renowned for being one of the best places in the world to get a hair transplant. Rossi went down to see if he was able to be transplanted, the hair that is. And it was all successful. So I think on Wednesday was your first surgery. Thursday was the second. We haven't spoken to you since Thursday.
No.
Tell us what's going on.
Just an update. So now I'm going down to the barber store down there that they have that's sort of attached to the clinic, and I have to go and get shampoos down there every single day to look after the hair so no problems arise. And
but tell us what's going on. Like what has happened? Right now, you looks like you have hair. Tell us what's happened.
So they've taken my follicles from the back of my head and put them on the top.
How many?
7,000 hairs I've got on the top of my head now.
Wow.
And on a
man bun coming soon, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my gosh,
Don't you dare.
I want to be like my hero, Chris.
Oh, mate.
But you know, like,
good on you, mate.
The best thing is, though, that loads of people have approached me and have been like, wow, this is great that you're doing this. And I'm like, yes, do it. Don't be ashamed about it. Like, loads of people are doing it these days. In fact, Cristiano Ronaldo had one.
Did he?
What?
And you know what he's done now?
What?
He's gone and opened his own clinic.
Girl, I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
And, I thought he was just, you know, looking like that all the time.
Like, a lot of
Ronaldo.
People have asked the type of method that I've had done. It's called DHI, which means, I think, direct hair implant. And if you want to go and check out DHI on the internet, there's only a certain amount of clinics across the world that are official clinics that do DHI, just so you know. So,
okay.
You know, so what, some people may say in various countries, I'm not going to say what country, but they may say that they do it, but it's not officially DHI.
Why do you need to do DHI?
Because it's the best method. It's the safest method. There's no scarring after it.
Oh, okay.
And stuff
so,
like that.
Be honest, pain level?
Pain of during the during the operation, no pain at all. Apart from when you get like your needles in, slight little bit of pain.
Afterwards, any pain?
No, no pain now. Got a bit of an itchy head, but that's normal for me.
You said at one stage you went to bed, it was a little bit painful. You felt a little bit on there.
I just want people to know. Because I forgot, as in true Rossi style.
You forgot to take your medication.
Yeah.
What medication are you on? Like just painkillers?
Amoxicillin or whatever it's called.
Oh, that's like an antibiotic, I think, just to make sure there's no infection. Yeah. Can we get...
The aftercare is amazing as well, which is good.
Maison Laetitier, supposedly a lot of people have called up as well to go down there after seeing Rossi do it.
Which is good.
Hey, you know what? If you're bald and you feel like, you know what, it's time for you to have a new head of hair, give them a go. Down there at Dubai Festival City, they've looked after Rossi. Let's get the cameras on that. Let's have a quick look at this head, mate. Take the headphones off. Come on.
Come on.
Remember, this is only 3 days after the procedure, which right now, 3 days in, I think it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, we got to focus on that. We got to focus on his head right now. All right, they're focused. Just give us a little turnaround there, a little 360. If you're watching this on Virgin Radio DXB, we're live on Facebook.
Okay, don't get dizzy.
Now we've just got to let it grow. Let it grow.
Let it grow.
What are we looking at here? 6 months before we really see the growth?
Like, as well, like, it'll grow, but sometimes, like, you know, the old hair and stuff will come come out and you start panicking and you're thinking, oh my gosh, it's not worked. But then let me tell you, 6 months, 8 months down the line, I'm going to be coming in with a nice head of hair.
Let's see how it goes. But you know, same brain, right?
Same brain, yeah. Same brain.
Okay, 8:48. Maison Laetitia, Dubai Festival City. Well done, Rossi. Honestly, congratulations. I know this is something that he wanted to do personally. And yeah, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of it.
No.
Cool?
Yeah, thanks.